Welcome to the second season, episode season of the Mega Power Hour, featuring J-Rock and yours truly, Captain Hugs. Give our Twitter podcast page a follow at @Mega_Hour. We're on Facebook, we're on Apple Pods, we're on every single podcast platform you can think of. Search Captain and J-Rock, and please don't forget to leave us one of those patented five-star frog splash reviews. And, you know, all of something about somebody not being able to get it up. And then I'm going to show her my dick and show her that I can get it up and stuff like that. So, yeah, there we go, J-Rock. What do you think about that?
way to half-ass your intro, man.
I just phoned that in, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, that was 100% phone in right there.
God damn it. Those happen from time to time. Michael Jordan missed shots every once in a while.
Yeah, he did, but not game winners. And this right here is a game winner.
Yeah. Okay. You got me there. You got me there. So what's been going on? Anything good?
I'll give you a break because you've been kind of – you probably got road wear and tear maybe.
I had a bunch of baseball games today out of town, and I did not want to do this car from the car. My kids hear what I say. So,
well, yeah, you don't want to be like, hey, kids, shut up, and I'm going to talk about getting my erection and screwing someone's wife that gave us a bad review.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And talk about
I had a pretty good day.
Yeah, good. Actually.
Yeah,
good.
I did.
Why was your day so good?
Pretty excellent. I don't know. Just everything went right. Everything was at peace. Great. I took a little power nap, woke up, and I was just ready. I take a nap like every day now, bro. I'm so freaking old. I got to take one. But
hold on.
Woke up.
J-Rock, we are getting a phone call on the Captain and J-Rock show. One second, Harold. Hold on just one second. Hello, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just talking to the Mega Power Hour, best wrestling podcast ever. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, my God, we're doing good. Who's this?
This is AKA Mikey Silverlord on Twitter for all five people who are following me who actually listen to this show.
Mikey Silverlord, you've kind of popped up in our mentions lately. How you doing, buddy? It's good to talk to you.
Good talk to you guys too.
Yeah.
So The main reason I called was to call out a certain someone's superficial love of a certain Outlaw Mud Show wrestling program on TNT lately.
Oh my God! Yes. What do you? So yes, continue. I'm sorry to interrupt. Continue. Go ahead. Yes.
I have to ask, dude. Why?
J-Rock.
I'm 20. I'm 21 years old. I'm 5'11". I have Crohn's disease, and I could probably kick the shit out of everyone on that roster. Seriously.
Oh.
And I don't know about Brian Cage and
well, I'm not thinking about Brian
Archer.
Cage, but like Orange Cassidy, you know, the balding Young Bucks.
What about Fat Chris Jericho?
You might give me some trouble.
No.
Well, no, I have.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
like,
no, no
I respect Chris Jericho too much for what he's done in the past.
Yeah. Right. No.
Break him out of his drug-induced psychotic fantasy that he's in now, but whatever.
I'll answer your question because I like variety. I like to be able to have another choice besides the same product over and over again.
I can see that. But
and there's a little bit of everything to the AWE. If you like old school, they'll give you a taste of a little bit of old school, then they'll give you new school, and you got to be objective. You just can't be I grew up on classic wrestling in the glory days. You know, my taste has changed just like music. You know, you can't be the same fan of Van Halen for the last 30 years. You know, shit's got to change.
Yeah, I do, but I don't like being lied to. And Tony Khan and Cody Rhodes, who's unfortunately being voted out by his place cool friends, said, oh, AEW is going to be completely sports-based. You got a guy who's 5 foot nothing, 105 pounds soaking wet, kicking people with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
How is he a sports
leader? Oh, Orange Cassidy, but here's the thing, though. Orange Cassidy, he can go when the time is called for.
Yeah, he's gone, what, like once a year?
I wasn't a fan of Orange Cassidy.
Okay. All right. What about Jelly Nutella, as my man Jim Cornette likes to call him?
Yeah, Joey. I'm not crazy about him. I know, like, he posted some pictures, like, during quarantine that it looked like he was ripped, but that was totally false. There's no way in hell he's ripped. But,
also, ask 1 second. Is he a cuckold?
What
is he?
With Sonny?
Apparently, his girlfriend is fucking his, or sleeping with, I don't know what the language barriers are in this.
His
ex-best friend. So, why should I give a shit about him?
I don't. He has some spots where it's kind of like, all right, you know, I can see potential, and then, you know, spots where it's not as good. The Young Bucks, I didn't like the Young Bucks either. They kind of grown on me a little bit. Just same thing with Cassidy. I didn't like Cassidy at first, but then I saw his match against Pac at Revolution. And he can go. It's a stupid gimmick, but the people love it. So I don't know.
Well,
So since I've shit on AEW for the past 5 minutes, I'm going to give 3 positives. This is the Stewie Griffin compliment sandwich here. I like MJF. He actually legitimately makes me want to beat the shit out of him, and no wrestling heel has been able to do that for a long time.
He's a great heel. He's great on the mic, and he's great in the ring, too.
He lives his gimmick. He lives the gimmick 24/7.
Yeah.
He doesn't break character on Twitter. He doesn't break character in interviews. He just, I love it. I like the Cody. I like the serious Cody segments, other than the neck tattoo, but I can get past that. I can get past the very horrible neck tattoo. I can get past that. And
yeah, that's a bad tattoo.
The third thing I like, which I have no idea why that they're doing this to her, I will call her because that's what she wants to be called, is why they are burying Nyla Rose with the Japanese schoolgirls. She gets beaten by Riho.
No, it wasn't Riho. She beat Riho.
I know she beat Riho. Before that, she was getting beaten by Riho. Before she actually, you know, beat her for the belt, she was getting beat up by a 90-pound, 5-foot-nothing schoolgirl.
I'm not the biggest Riho fan, but I like Shida. Shida's really good. She's grown on me. She can go.
I can get behind Shida as long as, you know, it's. Not as long as they, you know, work competitively and don't piss me off. But I'm not a fan of Kenny Omega. I liked his stuff in Japan, but that was just New Japan, you know, directing him.
Yeah.
Those matches with Okada were awesome. I gotta give him credit for those.
Yeah.
But other than a few shining spots, I don't see what's so different with AEW than PWG. I just don't see it. Maybe you have a different take on it, but I just can't get it, man. I can't get it. I'll watch the MJF. Oh, and the Revival, or FTR as they're called now.
FTR. Their debut match was pretty good. I liked it. It's a throwback to some old school.
I can't wait for them to get a match with the Bucks and just stiff them and break them into a million little pieces.
I don't like the revival.
Yeah, it's probably gonna happen.
Yeah,
something might happen. They've pretty much. I don't know if you guys listen to Jim Cornette's podcast
every once in a while.
Well,
I listen to Cornette.
He actually had FTR as guests on his show last Friday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, huh. And they kind of, and he's been big. He's big on the Revival. And the Revival pretty much the Bucks made some comments that we didn't exactly like. And now that we have the platform to do so, we're going to break them into a million little pieces.
I don't know. I don't like the revival.
Yeah, I think it's a clash. It's a clash style. It's going to be good.
Wait, you don't like the revival, man? Come on.
No, they bitched their way out of WWE. They were just fine, multiple time tag team champions, and they were never happy. I hope they do the same to AEW.
No, it won't happen.
Well, no. Their main roster stuff was but their NXT stuff with American Alpha.
Well, they came out to complete silence. No one gave a shit about the revival.
Because they're so used to the comedy goofs on the main roster.
No. There's not.
Yeah, well, I guess we're not going to agree anything.
No. Look, I like the revival. They're North Carolina boys. They're old school fans of wrestling. I dig that. I dig that a lot. I think they're going to shine. I listen to Jim Cornette's podcast in the shower before every Dynamite episode.
He does give them credit where credit is due, and they, you know, do something right.
Well, hey, Mikey, we have a guest on the line, so we're going to have to cut you loose, but I really, really appreciate you calling in, man. Please call in again.
No problem. Maybe next time you guys actually put the number out, I'll ask the second question.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right. Thank you guys
for thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No problem. Let's introduce our guy.
Yeah, let's introduce that guy.
Sorry for keeping him up. Sorry for keeping you on hold forever, man. I apologize.
This is Math 112. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And you are from England, but you live in the States, right?
I do. Yes. I'm in Michigan. Yeah.
You're in Michigan. All right. How's Michigan treating you?
Not too bad.
So this is how you really talk.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I asked him to be on the show, and I asked him, do you still have your accent by any chance? He's like, yes, I do.
Nice.
I was like, all right.
Nice. Perfect. I wasn't sure if how long you'd been in the States, if you had lost the British accent or not, but you still got it.
I've been here 12 years, and my American accent, I sound like Honey Boo Boo's dad.
Hey, can you try to talk? Can you try to talk like an American?
All right. Hey y'all, I hope y'all doing fine.
that's like a southern
thing. I literally cannot do one. That's the best you're gonna get.
Okay. So this is our second British guest that's been on the Mega Power Hour. But I would like to welcome you to this intro of classical British
music. I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right, there
lovely.
We go.
Lovely.
Did you felt back at home there, Mark?
All I want was some fish and chips and a nice cup of tea. I would have felt right at home.
Oh, that's fucking great. I mean, I can't wait to do the food segment. I've been waiting for this for like a week now.
Yeah. So Mark, you're going to stay on the show with us pretty much the whole show. Is that correct?
I can do. I've got nothing else going on.
All right, good deal. And whenever you feel like chiming in on anything, you're just as part of the show as me and J-Rock, all right? Just
okay.
Just shoot in comments whenever you want.
Okay.
All right. So,
he's also a wrestling fan and a football fan.
Yeah,
too,
both of them.
Correct? Yeah, so he's like right up our alley, man. This is our wheelhouse right here.
Okay. So, we had a little contest, Mark. I don't know. I think that you participated in it.
Yeah, we had
a little contest between two. How you say
birds
being PC? Two birds.
Two birds.
Two birds with very very big boobies. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of that, Rack?
There were two fine sets of racks.
Very fine set of racks.
One rack looked a little bit seasoned, and the other one looked, I don't even know the other word, but you know, great in their respective departments. By the way,
here's the thing. So Mary was to see who was going to be on the was in Mary that prize. And I had asked a couple of people, I asked Jaja Tweets if she wanted to be on it, and she kind of hemmed and hawed about it. And she said she wanted to vote for Mariana, so her vote was for Mariana. And then I got approached by this unbelievably, you know, sexy woman through a Twitter DM saying, hey, I want to, you know, help you advertise your show. I'm like, well, okay. And but she's like, you can't tell anybody who I am. I don't want my name being out there. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. She's probably married. She's probably married, bro.
Maybe, but all I can say is that she is lucky the captain in the DMs. If you catch my drift, she has sent some racy direct messages.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So this is a mystery
contestant that she's got it bad for this podcast star. I know. And I was like,
damn. Yeah. That is about it. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there that got it bad for the
yeah, well, for the this captain. One sure does. I mean, it's a good problem to have, right?
It's a great
she's
problem.
Probably married with honestly. Kids. I don't know, but you know.
She's probably got like at least six.
Yeah,
kids
somewhere around there. And maybe you know, and but she likes to get down in the DMs, you know. I'm just kind of, you know, keep my distance a little bit, you know, come on now. But you know, it's cool. go ahead.
Hey, Mark, you ever get a big breasted woman in your DMs?
No, but I am open to all offers.
That's right.
Right on.
Maybe one day the mystery contestant will say it's okay to reveal her, but she's pretty adamant that is not to happen.
Okay, well, we here at the Mega Power Hour respect people's choices, and we don't push the subject.
Yeah.
Right.
But okay. Damn, those shirts looked good on those girls, didn't they? Woo!
Yeah, it's a sexy shirt. I mean, even if you're a guy, I mean,
yeah,
it's still,
Jeff,
it's a handsome
Jeff
shirt.
Bartlett, friend of the show, he ordered a shirt and got his today, and he posted a pic right away, which was awesome. I think I've got everybody's out except I ran out of women's shirts. I still have to send Wonder B Marie a shirt. Hopefully I can get that done this week. So Wonder B Marie, if you're listening, it's still coming. But I think that's the last one I have to send out so far. But after this show, I'm sure we'll have more T-shirt orders. Right, Mark?
Yes, I'm working on it.
You're working on it. It doesn't take that long, buddy.
I'm putting it in my budget. I'm a poor old single dad here. It's in my budget.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm also we're gonna have some new logo products coming your way. We have beer mugs, coffee mugs, wine glasses. Nice. I mean, we're gonna stick
like,
a logo on everything,
Kiss.
Bro.
Let's stick it on people's caskets and.
Yeah, like Kiss. Yeah, exactly. We want to have lunch boxes. Right. Like you fucking buy your kid a Mega
yeah,
Power.
Speaking of Kiss,
box.
They you know, they got a bunch of Kiss cover bands. They have to write Gene Simmons a letter asking them if it's okay for them to be a Kiss cover band.
Yeah, I
think
do
Gene's
that at
got
all.
A god complex or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course he does.
He does. So
yes. So not to change the subject or anything, but one of the greatest basketball players of all time is down.
Oh, is it really? Oh,
town.
Michael Jordan's down there. That's right. Did you take a picture of him, or was that just somebody's picture that you took?
No, it was someone's feed. People have been posting a lot of pictures on Facebook on the timeline. They're getting in their boats. They're going by his boat slip where he's just out there chilling. It's kind of like Marine paparazzi or something. And he's drawing a crowd. Okay, we have an annual Blue Marlin tournament down this way every year. Okay, and it's a big boy tournament. You got to have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You got to have a big boat. Got to have a good crew. And I think Jordan said this was a bucket list type of thing for him. And he hooked up on a Marlin. I think it was like 442 pounds. Yeah. Well, they get way bigger than that, bro. I think he was like third or fourth. And I think he's dropped down because more people were reeling other Marlins in and stuff. But I think he might come back. I think he's had such a great time that he might come back.
That'd be wild. That'd be wild to see Michael Jordan. Wow.
Yeah, he went to a local restaurant around here. Dropped like a 10K tip.
Oof.
Just the GOAT. And I we talked about the bronze sexuals, and I had posted on my Facebook because I'm friends with some of them. I said, go down to the docks and talk that junk to his face and tell him we played against the
Yeah, tell him that. No, they ain't going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, he's in your town. Go tell him now.
I feel like the bronze sexuals did not do that.
No, of course not. They didn't even like acknowledge the post, but they saw it. I know they did.
Mark, what do you think Michael Jordan orders at a restaurant?
He is a bit of a classy dude there, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go for a big old plate of fries, some garden peas, and a nice big haddock.
Did you say garden peas?
Garden peas.
What the hell is that?
I love it.
Oh, Mark, I think you're gonna be a regular if you don't mind. Okay, so Michael Jordan orders garden peas and halibut and French fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's cool.
Oh, and plus ketchup.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
Yeah. Mark, I am very British as well. My family was from England, so I can't remember the name of the town they came from because it's escaping me, but yeah. But you know what's weird about me is that I'm all like the whitest countries in Europe. Like I'm Swedish, German, and I'm British, but I'm like dark complected, dark hair, everything. So I don't know where it comes from. Anyway.
Who knows? You'll have to find out, won't you?
Yeah, I will. I will.
I think my people date back to Wales.
So you're from England too.
Some of my family. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying some of them are dates back to Wales.
Okay, so we got listeners first down. A listener wore this is kind of huge news and very big for the podcast. A listener of ours wore one of our T-shirts. I don't know which one it was. Maybe probably the new one on a first date.
Oh yeah, yes. Big shout out to Hunter that listens to the show. He copped a couple of shirts. He asked a girl on a date. First date, he shows up,
nice.
You know, wearing the shirt. Made a great impression, and I think they might be an item.
So he should probably call on the show and thank us for that.
Props to that. Yeah, he's a shy kid.
He'll write us a letter or something. Dear Captain and J Rock, I appreciate the fact that you give me a T-shirt to help me get laid. Yeah, how was that, Mark?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that note.
Do you know what shirt it was by chance?
I think
it was the very first one.
The very first one.
All right.
Yeah. The classic.
We're
going to call that one the classic.
So, hey, Mark, you are into wrestling as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I have been since I was 10 years old.
Oh, have you really? Okay. Now, has it mainly been I imagine you're 10 years old. You probably didn't get WWE in England very often, did you? Or you had to stay up in the middle of the night to
We first got it in 88 when I was 10. And when I was 10 years old, I thought this is the most... We used to have English wrestling.
Yeah.
On a Saturday afternoon. And it was really corny and cheesy. Then we had this stuff from America. And it was like, wow. And ever since then.
Oh, okay. So the British wrestling was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was a good kind of corny bad.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Like what? Like what, like, what kind of corny? Like,
it was just really cheesy, and the matches were just like, we don't know it's staged, but it was just stage. Oh. And it was just to make the crowd happy.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, that does sound bad. But
so like what kind of gimmicks did they have? Did they have like a soccer hooligan?
It was just like dudes in like shorts and just like the men's leotards and just basically just pushing each other.
Well, yeah, no wonder you were more fascinated with the Americana product.
So I'm assuming Hulk Hogan rocked your world, right?
It was him and Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yes.
If there was no Hogan, he should have been a world champion, because I thought Ravishing Rick Rude was a great heel.
Oh, yeah. I just loved seeing him.
One of the best.
Like he did that job so well. Loved it. But
he was one of the toughest guys backstage too. He didn't take no bullshit. No.
I mean when he came out and just pissed off the crowd, he was awesome.
Hold on just one second, Mark. We are getting another call in.
We got a call in.
The Rock Show. Hold on just one second, sir. Hello, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Yeah, hello. Is this the wrestling podcast?
Yes, sir. This is a wrestling podcast.
I'm so glad I got a hold of you guys because I just love wrestling.
You love wrestling?
I love Hulk Hogan. I love Coco Beware, the Ultimate Warriors, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, Sting and the Police, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Ricky the Steamboat Dragon, or was it Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
It was Ricky the Drag Queen Steamboat.
Hold on, one second. Hold on.
The Bushwhackers. Had to say it twice because there's two of them. The Doors, Journey, the Golden Girls, Dean Malenko, Edge and Christian, Dusty Rhodes. The Junkyard Dog, Drain the Rock Johnson, Stone Cold Steve Austin,
sir.
John Cena.
Sir, you're just naming wrestlers.
I'm glad you can see that. The Godfather, Andre the Giant, and his son, The Big Show.
Okay.
Roddy Piper.
Okay, you have a good day.
Booker T.
Okay. All right, Mark, every once in a while we get goofy-ass phone calls.
I just want to know when Big Show is made the Giant's son.
Oh, hold on one second. We're getting another call on the Captain and J-Rock Show. Yeah, welcome to the show. Who is this?
Joe Brown, Mick Foley, Bret the Hitman Hart, Owen Hart, the British Bullfrog, Kurt Angle, Triple H, Kenny Rogers, Brock Lesnar, Ted DiBiase, Rey Mysterio,
Kenny Rogers,
and Rey Mysterio Jr. Or are they the same guy? I don't know. Mark Henry, Mr. Perfect.
No, they're brothers.
Eddie Guerrero, Jake and the Snake Roberts.
Guerrero. I love
DDP, Hall and Oates, X-Pac, Arm Anderson.
Okay.
The Iron Sheik.
Okay. Oh, all right. You're just naming wrestling, sir. Thank you very much for
Conan, Gold Dust.
Oh, good.
Lolita, JBL, the Hardy Boys, Lex Luthor, Sable,
okay.
Sable Token,
okay.
Luger,
Bob,
okay.
Glacier, Michaels, Mario Andretti.
Listen, you're hilarious.
Dennis Rodman.
We got a show to do, and you're just named
Jeff,
wrestlers. This is okay.
Jeff,
thank you,
Jeff
sir.
Garrett,
W5.
The Dudley Boys.
So those are your favorite wrestlers ever.
He's gone.
Okay.
We couldn't handle it.
I liked his enthusiasm.
He did have some pretty good enthusiasm. He knew a lot of wrestlers. I got to give him credit for that.
Right, he sounded like an auctioneer there. You know, Hulk Hogan, Ted DiBiase, Macho Man, 1, 2, 3, kid. I'm gonna go.
And then, but then he would mix in the Golden Girls. This is like what
I heard a Mario Andretti.
Yeah, and I like when he said Eddie Guerrero. Whoever that was, thank you for calling in. I'm very glad you know that many wrestlers.
We're just gonna call him Cletus the Super Fan.
Mark, did you get to hear much of that?
I was dying. That was absolutely hilarious. I was dying listening to it.
Oh God, we have some kind of crazy listeners sometimes. So, let's stay with the rest. Okay, so Mark, are you still watching Raw, SmackDown, and do you watch AEW?
I you're gonna hate me, but I love AEW. I absolutely love it.
Okay. Let's not get into that, but like,
let's get into that.
I tried to watch Raw 2 weeks ago. And that, who's that Japanese bird? Uska?
Oh,
Oscar?
Asuka.
Uh-huh.
Asuka. Whatever her name is. I mean, she has a voice that's like, it's like nails on a chalkboard. She's like a screaming banshee.
Yeah, she is. She's a hell of a wrestler. Wow.
Yeah, she was in the tag team, the Bukkake Warriors.
Right. Now she's the Raw Women's Champion.
No, they were Kabuki.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. What did you say? What
Bukkake.
Oh, Bukkake. Yeah. So, Mark, as much as we love wrestling, and a lot of people that listen to our show do as well, the ratings are just shit. Like, you would think that with everybody being home during quarantine that ratings would go up, you know, there's nothing else
I
to
think
do.
A lot of it is no crowd still.
See, that's the general consensus over like what everybody is saying, is that it's just that we need that crowd, and we don't need the wrestlers in the crowd being like told what to cheer and what to boo, because that's, I like it better with the wrestlers in the crowd as the fans. I like that better than no fans, but it's still kind of like, eh.
There's only one company being told when to cheer, when to boo, by the way.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do know that.
Hey, speaking of that, like, who's that that guy? I forgot his at. He's a cool dude, but he always is on my ass about WWE, and he's always like, I'm going to call in. And
Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar. I'm going to call in and give you a piece of my mind, and then he chickens out.
Yeah, he definitely flakes out. I think he's got some shit going on that he's got to handle. You know, maybe wife, maybe kids related. You know, I don't know. You know, people are busy. And we're not, so we shoot a podcast.
That's true. This is what not busy people do. Anyway, so you think that the ratings will climb back up as soon as like we can get some crowds in there, right?
Yeah,
real crowds.
I will tell you who I have missed is Pineapple Pete.
Pineapple Pete.
Pineapple Pete on AEW.
I J-Rock, who's Pineapple Pete?
He was a wrestler in one of the stands that Jericho kept calling out. Like, his real name wasn't Pineapple Pete. And then it just transferred to Pineapple Pete. And I think they had a match. And Jericho.
It was short.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very short.
It was just funny, though.
Yeah.
What do you think Hey, so, Mark, AEW trying to be different from WWE, but their two world champions that they've had, Chris Jericho, WWE, Dean Ambrose, WWE, like right off the bat. Like, why not give that to an AEW guy?
I honestly think they will, but they've done that because they're a fledgling wrestling company. And they're pinning the title on the guys now to build up the roster.
I can understand Jericho being the first one. You know, he's a big name. You know, it'll draw people to TV. But then just putting it on Ambrose or Moxley.
Moxley, yes.
I think that should have gone to an AEW guy. Like, I would consider Cody Rhodes an AEW guy. I don't consider him WWE.
No, he wasn't there. Cody made a stipulation that if he lost to Jericho for the title, he would never challenge for that title again. So that's why you see Cody not challenging for the title.
Well, he'll work his way around that eventually.
I doubt it.
Now he's the Raw Tag Team Champion of AEW. Being the TNT champion, that it looks exactly the same.
No, TNT champion. The belt kind of sucks. I think they need to spread it out. Like, I don't think it should be a main event every Wednesday night. But Moxley, didn't he get named Wrestler of the Year by, you know, Wrestling Illustrated after he left WWE? And you're kind of shitting all over him like he doesn't deserve it, and he does deserve it.
Never heard of Wrestling Illustrated, never.
I think it was some Illustrated. I think it was maybe Sports Illustrated, maybe. He had great matches over in Japan. He's a champion over there as well. And all this is after he left WWE. And you got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah, right. But I don't know. He didn't do anything for me when it was Dean Ambrose either. So
the mark. You told me you cried when Dean Ambrose left. What are you talking about?
I didn't cry. Cry when Dean Ambrose left?
You're a very emotional person, and like he was like part of the Shield, and he left. You were very distraught and torn up.
I was at their very last show, like the very last show they did. I was at that show.
Yeah, and he was like, "I can't believe he left," and he's just like,
"Oh God, Dean Ambrose is gone. Oh God,
little crocodile tear came out your eye.
Oh God,
he shows up at Double or Nothing. It's just a great moment."
Yeah, and then quickly people realize that it's Dean Ambrose, a mid-carder.
They can't give the title to an AEW guy because there was only like Sammy Guevara and like Darby Allin, and that was basically it as far as talented AEW wrestlers.
What about Hangman Page?
Hangman is a star, but he was.
What about Kenny Omega?
He was still with the Elite. If you get it to Omega, you just chopping yourself up saying that. He just left New Japan to come over here, and he's running parts of the company. So of course, he's going to get it. And I'm glad he doesn't have it yet, because when he works his way up to it, it's going to be great. Everyone's sleeping on Omega again, saying it's not as good as New Japan. You're going to find out when he gets in that title picture after him and Hangman drop the tag team titles.
Right. Okay, so, Mark, did you watch SmackDown this past Friday?
I saw, like, 30 minutes of it, and I don't think it's just SmackDown. I think it's Raw. Like, you have to care for the actual wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, like, not like them or want them to lose and have people you like. And I just couldn't relate to the wrestlers. I didn't care who won or lost. Like, when I watched it years ago, I was a huge fan of Demolition. They were my favorite tag team when I started watching it.
Okay.
And I wanted them to win. When it was Austin, you wanted him to win. When Triple H was with Stephanie and it was that whole era, you wanted him to lose. When I look at that roster now, I don't really care who wins and loses. Does that make sense?
Sure, it does. I have a couple wrestlers that I care if they win or lose, like Seth Rollins and AJ Styles. And when John Cena wrestles, I want him to win and The Fiend. I want The Fiend to win.
I don't mind him, and I don't. And I've always had a. I've always enjoyed Randy Orton's wrestling.
I've always enjoyed Randy Orton. Randy Orton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's in a big match with Edge this Sunday, the greatest wrestling match ever. So that's that. That brings me to this.
You got to make a fart noise during that because we know it's not going to be the greatest match ever.
Well, if they say it is, it is.
No. And plus, plus, they're making AJ job for a mid-card title. I mean, come on, he's the best wrestler on that roster by far.
Job for a mid-card title. He won the Intercontinental.
Yeah. He won it. I mean, it's a mid-card title. Like, give him the strap. What's the problem?
Well, here's the thing. He's been champion two times now, and we can't always keep it on him. And the Intercontinental title, the new one, is absolutely amazing looking. And like I told you on the Twitter, AJ Styles being the Intercontinental champion elevates that title like nobody's business.
It elevates it. I mean, think of all the Intercontinental title holders that have elevated it. It's not just him that's going to elevate it. Plenty before him have elevated it.
I will admit, though, that not that it's the wrestler's fault, but it's probably WWE's fault. The Intercontinental title has been less important the last few years. Like the United States title, I think the last couple of years has been kind of more prevalent on the show and more important than the Intercontinental title.
Right.
What do you think?
The new belt design looks like Optimus Prime took a crap and it came out.
Mm-hmm. Roll out.
Mm-hmm. You still there, guys?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Are you outside? I hear crickets. Michael. Hello. All right. Okay, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
All right, Michael, you need to come back into the picture.
So, hey, J-Rock, you know what it keeps happening is that this app keeps crashing. Why does it keep happening, buddy?
You lost connection because you're down in a sex dungeon or something. I don't know.
I wish I was in a sex dungeon losing connection on this podcast.
Where are you at? Are you in a basement? Are you in a basement?
No, I'm outside on my wonderful patio right now.
Yeah, like, wow. No. That's not good for connection.
I've got three bars.
No, man, it's bars and your Wi-Fi.
And my Wi-Fi is at full strength.
Well,
Mark,
apparently.
Mark, I'm sorry. There's something I don't know why, but
it's all right.
I'm the reason that keeps disconnecting. And if someone could tell us a different podcast venue to go into besides Skype, because I don't want to have to do my hair for J-Rock every single show. I don't want to have to look pretty. You know, I want to look like I belong on a podcast, you know, because I'm too ugly for TV. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's a little behind the scenes thing. That J-Rock, if you want to cut all that out, that's fine with me. But that's a little behind the scenes stuff. Anyway, okay. So before we lose connection again, AJ Styles beats Daniel Bryan for the Intercontinental title on SmackDown. J-Rock, did you see it?
I saw most of it. And
what did you think of it?
I did not see the ending because Metal Mania came on MTV Classic, and I had to switch over.
I saw you tweeting about that.
Yeah, I had to switch over. I think it's like every Friday night, me and my chick will watch that. We'll have a great meal. We'll have a couple of drinks. We'll watch, like, you know, old Headbangers Ball and, you know, have a good time.
That's awesome. Hey, Mark, that brings me a question. What kind of music are you into, buddy?
Oh, goodness me. I like absolutely everything. I was an 80s kid and I was really into that, like, new romantic keyboard scene.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like Duran Duran, Spandau Ballet, Human League, that kind of thing.
What about Flock of Seagulls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they were into the synthesizer keyboard, too, weren't they?
Yeah. And there was a huge Britpop guy, like Blur, Oasis, that kind of sound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, it was, like, Tupac, Biggie, Nas. I went into hip hop, and then I was in the, and then I was a full on rave monster.
Rage Against the Machine?
No, like in club no, life, rave. Like oh, raving. Oh,
rave. I thought you said rage. I'm sorry.
Oh no, like proper yeah. raving in the nightclubs.
Yeah. Hey, I learned to play guitar for a little bit, Mark, and I learned to play Wonderwall by Oasis. You know, and I'm like,
oh, I know it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would never like. I would just play that song constantly, constantly, constantly. And one day, my mom like yells down at me, like, "Will you please stop playing Wonderwall?" And you know what I said to her? I said, maybe. You get it?
Mm. Oh, I get.
I said, no, maybe.
Like Oasis were fantastic. They made some great songs and some.
He just skipped over
B sides that should have been singles.
Huh. Speaking of Duran Duran,
what about him?
I mean, they were good.
Oh, yeah. They got some right? great songs. Yeah. Oh, God. I can't do it. What? Ordinary World. Hungry Like the Wolf, right?
The Wild Boys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Reflex.
The Reflex.
The Wild Boys.
The Wild Boys, yes.
Duran Duran is neither Duran nor Duran. Sorry, I was just looking up Duran Duran songs real quick. We're not turning this into like a music thing, but like, what was my favorite song by them? This is a good song, "Come Undone." So you would hear this song in England, and it would just rock your world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. And then Ordinary World. I know I'm playing like the most popular ones they have. I'm not much of a deep track guy, if you can believe that. But
that wasn't the popular ones they had, though. That was their 90s comeback shit.
Well, they're still good.
Yeah, it's still good. Yeah. I mean, I give you credit on that, but I mean, come on.
Right. Oh God, what were we talking about? We were talking about AJ Styles and someone got on a Duran Duran and
talking about wrestling.
Wrestling. Is there like a favorite British pop song that you could tell me that maybe I wouldn't know?
There's lots of them.
I'm sure.
I could tell you lots of British pop songs that never made it over here. And I'm blanking right now. Let me have a think. There was
right.
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
That's fine. And I
can't think of any.
I put you on the spot. Okay, let's get back.
Yeah, you put him on a spot. Like I already told him to get his list right for something else.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm good at people on the spot. Okay, AJ Styles with Intercontinental title against Dan O'Brien. The match was like what, like half hour long. It was just like a. It was like just a great pure wrestling match. There wasn't any like hokey pokey stuff, no outside interference. It was just pure wrestling at its finest. Two of the best wrestlers going at it today. And it lived up to its billing. And people wonder like, why wasn't this match on the pay-per-view that's coming up on Sunday at Backlash? Well, it's because this match is going to outshine Edge and Randy Orton by like, you know, tons. So they couldn't put this match on Backlash. That's the reason they did.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So
it's not going to be the greatest match ever. Everybody knows that.
I wonder what they're going to do.
Oh, I've got a song for you.
What is it?
Nick Kershaw. Wouldn't it be good?
Hold on. Let me pull it up here. I'm going to have to ask you. Okay, who's the artist?
Nick Kershaw.
Nick Kershaw?
Yeah.
Nick Kershaw, okay. All right. Does Apple Music have Nick Kershaw? He does. And, oh, he's a handsome-looking guy. What's the song?
Wouldn't It Be Good?
That's the very first song that comes up.
Thank you.
I'm digging this guitar part, by the way. J-Rock, you like it?
I think I've heard this song before.
Let me see. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely heard this song. Oh, okay, yeah. Mark, that was a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song. Okay, so, Mark, did you watch the match?
I caught the start of it.
Okay, but it didn't.
I didn't see the end because my son was waking up and getting fussy, but I caught the start of it.
Okay, all right. Okay, and so, J-Rock, do you got any more comments on the AJ Styles?
No, I mean, I thought it was going to be a great match. Like you said before, but that was it. I think I watched 3/4 of the match and I had to turn it over.
Yeah.
So I saw the results on Twitter.
Right.
And I wanted AJ to win. I'm not a big Daniel Bryan fan.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I know he's a great wrestler. Like, I've never liked his character.
He's good.
Yeah.
And he looked like Teen Wolf when he had his long hair and the beard and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've got the Bruce Pritchard. His name's escaping me. He just got let.
Paul Heyman. Bruce Pritchard.
I got that story ready to go. I'm waiting for Oscar to call up. I was ready. I was ready with ammo. Like, I screenshotted his tweets about WWE sucking and Monday Night Raw sucking. But then he's pissed they let Paul Heyman go. But he was in charge of Raw. So.
Well, I think I just saw another article before we started that USA is not really happy with these ratings that Raw's getting.
I saw that as well. I read that.
I think I saw something like that too. But I mean, I think USA Network knows why it's like this. They know why. They have to. I mean, they're smarter.
Well,
they're smarter than I am. They know it's because
the ratings have been slipping for like the past 10 years for Raw. I mean, it's not just a pandemic.
Not like this. It was. These numbers are all during the pandemic. It did not.
Also, the third hour as well.
Yeah, they do the third hour because of selling advertising. I think the USA Network makes them do that third hour. They can sell more advertising in that third hour, and the USA Network wants them to do that.
I think it's been steady, like 2 million viewers before the pandemic happened. And like compared to old ratings they used to have, that's not great.
They were always consistently like 2.5 to 7 to 8.
I mean, for a built-in audience, for 20 years, that's really not a whole lot.
No, you're right. It's not. But then, but we're reading too much into TV ratings anyway. Like, I know I do with NXT and AEW stuff comes out and everything like that. And it's, you know, it's fun to see, like, if NXT ever beat AEW, like, I would just, like, shit all over you guys. Like, rah. But.
Well, you've only done it 4 times, so.
Yeah.
I do have to say about NXT, though, that Scarlett Bordeaux, though, core blimey. Oh, blimey!
Yeah,
she's a right cracking bit of rough, ain't she?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I like Killer Cross. But you know, how many big ball guys do you have in the industry right now? You don't. I mean, it's like
not many.
Lot. Yeah, I mean, like, but Scarlett, I think this is a Sable and Mark Mero type of situation coming up, maybe.
Oh, that'd be all right.
I think Scarlett's going to be a huge star. I think she's going to be a bigger star than Cross, honestly.
I think Scarlett's like got more talent than Sable. Sable was just plastic tits, wasn't she?
Yeah, basically. But Vince was crazy about Sable, so she got a big push.
I can remember. I was in the Sunny camp back then. I was Team Sunny back then.
I wonder if Vince ever nailed Sable. What do you think? He had that redhead. But... Do you remember that redheaded girl? She was really good looking. Oh my god!
The redhead Lita?
It was like a. It was another. I can't remember her name, but apparently she was Vince McMahon's girlfriend. I'm gonna find a picture of her and I'll send it to you, and I'll put it on the Mega Power page so people know what I'm talking about.
Oh, great. Well, I, you know, honestly, I think Scarlett has got star written all over
her. Yeah.
And I think I maybe crossed. I think he's going to be a star too, but just, I don't, I think Scarlett is just, I don't know. I think that situation might come up. It might creep its way up. I mean, they have a badass entrance. I'll give them that. You know, they're building Cross as a monster. I get it, but there's a lot of big bald headed mean dudes in wrestling.
Who's the bald headed?
There's a lot of hot blondes too, but it's just not like Scarlett. Scarlett's a different type of bird, as Mark likes to say. Yes, bird.
I mean, when she comes out, she just turns heads, and I've not seen her. I don't know if you can call them divas now or whatever they are, but she turns heads.
She does.
And I've not seen that in a long time. Is she a manager or whatever she is? I've not seen that in a long time.
Well, she was a wrestler previously. Yeah. So I think she might have some ring-in ability.
Right. Okay. Okay. I think we have talked about wrestling enough.
All right.
Mark, you are also into football, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And who's your favorite team?
Bears.
You are a Chicago Bears fan from England. How did you become a Bears fan? Just give us a quick synopsis. Don't say
when I was 6 years old, it was taking off. And it was shown on Channel 4. And they only showed two teams. It was the 49ers and the Bears. Oh. And my soccer team played in blue. And I saw the Bears on TV. I saw Dick chewing out players. I saw this number 72 knocking people over. Mm-hmm. This guy, Jimmy Mack, throwing the ball around. Mm-hmm. And I was a Bears fan since then. I didn't have a clue what it was about. I was 6 years old. But the Bears.
So they showed the 49ers and the Bears.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I wonder why just those teams. I wonder.
I think they were the teams at the time who were like making waves. And the Dolphins a lot. We got the Dolphins a lot. We got
the Dolphins a lot, huh? Okay. So, we don't just like to just talk about the Bears because we got a lot of our listeners are Bears fans, but we also have, you know, wrestling listeners that might not even like it, but we have a quarterback named Mitch Trubisky, whether you like him or not.
I do have a view about this, actually.
So we have a pissed off Mitch Trubisky about the Nick Foles trade and everything like that. Is that what you were going to touch on, Mark?
I was going to touch on the fact, why does Matt Nagy get a free pass about Mitchell Trubisky? He gets a free pass. He struggled because of Matt Nagy's awful play calling, lack of an O-line, not winning the ball enough, not getting that kid a tight end. They never play to his strengths. And I'll give you an example. Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson. I'm not comparing the two by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. But their offensive coordinator played to his strengths. That's what Matt Nagy should have done with Trubisky. Instead, he threw him under the bus with play calling that wasn't suited to his game.
Yeah, and he wanted Mitch to stay back in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mitch is a legs guy. He's a runner. He comes out of the pocket. When he did that, he was good. Yeah. And I think that hit he took against the Vikings when he got knocked out just took him back a long way.
No, you're right.
But if you play to his strengths, get him an O-line, let him roll out of the pocket, he will win you games of football. And he's shown that. And
here's the thing is though, with Mr. Trubisky is that my oldest is he's a quarterback as well, and I think my oldest might be able to read a defense better than Mitch Trubisky. I'm just saying.
I think with the games on the line and the 2 minute warning, this kid is just like he doesn't think about it. He has some pretty clutch moments.
No, that is 100% true. I wish every moment to Mitch Trubisky in every single part of the football game was a 2 minute drill. You know, because he's good at that.
Yeah, just hurry up. The no huddle play right. calling,
especially not, in that Denver game.
Yeah, the Denver game.
Yeah,
not thinking about processing to just make a read and make a throw. Use your legs like the Dallas game. I mean, we saw him come out in the Dallas game and run the ball with his legs. Yeah. I think he got hurt with his shoulder. I think Maggie wanted to keep him in the pocket, and it screwed with his head. I think he didn't want to take hits either with his shoulder.
No, he didn't. So he said he's going to play his heart and soul out, and he's pissed off about the Nick Foles trade. Hopefully that equates to good things for the Bears. That's all I can really say.
Well, we've said earlier in previous episodes that he needs a fire lit under his ass, and this is it.
Yeah, could be. It could be.
I think a lot depends on Matt Nagy's play calling. I mean, can he just swallow some pride a bit and run the ball more?
I think
he don't want to run the ball.
No, he doesn't want to run the ball at all.
Because that is Bears football in a nutshell. And Matt Nagy's play calling cost us playoffs last year. He cost us 5 games with his play calling.
So you are not a fan of Matt Nagy. Wow.
I'm a fan of the guy as a coach, and I love what he's brought to the locker room and the whole culture. Mm-hmm. But I don't care for his play calling, and I think it cost us 5 games.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to admit he's wrong, and that might just be his downfall.
Yep. I just don't think it's not all Matt Nagy's fault. I
think it's half and half. You gotta spread the blame equally.
Okay. Yeah. It can't just be just Matt Nagy, and we don't know this. Mark, is that he could be calling the right plays, because we've seen wide receivers, tight ends, running backs wide open, and he doesn't throw them the ball.
Yeah, but this is like a lot of different teams' quarterbacks that no one wants to focus in on, except for Bears fans, because we're just all miserable.
Right,
meatballs.
Yeah, very meatballish.
Meatballish. Okay, it's about time for my most favorite time of the show, my most favorite subject,
the longest running subject, the longest running segment.
Mark, and I'm excited for you to join us with this. We're running down an unending list of odd sexual fetishes. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
Cue the weird sex music. Da, 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 da. You guys have sex with that stuff? Da, da. No? Okay.
No. What weird sex music are you listening to?
You know, hip hop, or no, you know, like jazz, like
jazzy,
yeah, jazzy stuff.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. When I lay down with my lady, I want to turn on some jazz and just get right to it.
Okay, we'll do a few.
Love that sax, I can tell you that. I love that sax.
Yeah, okay, we'll run down a few of them, Mark. I'll give my opinion, you give your, if you have an opinion, or and J-Rock gives his, and there we go. Okay. And you know what sucks about these is that they're so hard to, like, pronounce. Like, I don't know if I'm saying them right or not, but I do my best.
Nah, you're okay. Doing a good job.
Thank you. Actorasty. Arousal in the sun's rays. So a person's outside, starts getting the sun on their body, they start getting turned on. What do you think that is?
Vitamin D
is doing it, like they need the D, or they're actually getting vitamin D. What do you mean? Was that a sexual innuendo?
Both.
It's both. So you can understand this.
I can understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out and about. You've got the sun comes out. You see some foxy stolts out. You get the on, don't you?
Right. Yeah. Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if people want to see the sun, you know, that's why you open up your windows, the sun's out, puts you in a good mood. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Nobody wants to. And when it's raining every day, you get depressed.
Okay, so
sun comes out. You want to open windows, go outside. You know, have a barbecue party, drink stuff like that. Yeah, I totally get it. But you're in a good mood.
Here's the thing: is like we're acting like these people. Like these people are just like, oh, it's sunny outside. It's so nice. This makes me want to have, you know, I'm in a good mood. I'll probably have sex later. No, I think these people are like, they go in the sun and they're like literally start, you know, like moaning for orgasming. That's how I'm taking this.
No. I mean, you go look at the sun and like jerk off like, wow, the sun's so hot.
Right, oh, right, I mean, right.
No one does that. Fuck out of here.
Okay, fine. Okay, wishful like,
what's
thinking.
Your problem, man? What are you doing? Oh, man, sun's so hot. Look how hot that sun is.
Okay, next one. Agalmatophilia, an arousal to statues.
You said this before.
Okay, I thought that looked familiar. Okay, hold on. Okay. Autoplushophilia, arousal to oneself dressed as a giant cartoon-like stuffed animal.
Oh, like a furry.
No.
A furry or a plushie is what they're called?
No.
No.
No, you can't.
That's just a big grin.
No, you dress up as Barney, you know, and your girlfriend dresses up as, I don't know, Fred Flint or Wilma Flintstone. I can't. Wilma's a bad example because she was actually good-looking. What, Big Bird.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like the feathers and Barney's teeth. No, you can't get into this. You're trying to.
No.
No.
There's just no way. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. I understand it's a thing, but I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't understand
next,
it either.
Next,
he says.
Next,
climacophilia. This is an extremely odd one. Is an arousal to falling down stairs.
Oh,
how is
this
a
is
thing?
The silliest shit.
How is that a thing? What is wrong with people?
I suppose it could for them folks who like that. You like it rough, they might like it.
Oh, God, I'm so horny. I go jerk off and just start tumbling down the stairs while you're jerking off. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Like, I'm almost there. Just toss me down the stairs.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah.
I guess that's one way of being tossed off, isn't it?
Yeah. Taking a tumble. Uh-huh. I guess that Boy George song makes a lot of sense now, huh?
Yeah.
I tumble for you.
Melissophilia, arousal to bees and wasps. Don't
they
know.
They were groupies in the '80s for the band Wasp.
Yeah, yes, they were. Yeah. Hey, Mark, what about you? You get turned on
that's
by
just
bees
grim.
And wasps? Is that a thing in England?
That's just really grim. I think that's for those. What's them folks who like it rough and being slapped around? I think they might be into that.
Oh, wow. These are really, really weird. Let's say, like...
They don't exist. Someone's making all this shit up. I don't believe that at all.
Hey, man, if you can think it, it's been done.
It was like, hey, you know, I like someone to take a TV and smash it over my head, and that's how I climax. Bullshit. Yeah.
You never know, man. You never know. Nebulophilia is an arousal to fog. You know.
Okay. All right.
It's arousal to fog.
All right. That fog. Fog is so sexy.
Well, I can see it. I can see it. Like, you know, it's mysterious. It's dark. You don't know what.
Mark has got a touch on this because it's very foggy back in his homeland. Is that right?
I guess if you're old. With your bird, and it's foggy outside and gloomy, you want to get close. Yeah. So, I guess I can kind of see that if you really like gloomy weather and it gives you the all light, but I can kind of see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right in the wheelhouse. Yeah. This is why we brought Mark on.
Let's see. I'll do a couple more. These are pretty good actually. It's okay. Psychrophilia, arousal to being cold and watching others who are cold.
When it's cold, guess what guys get? It's a thing called shrinkage, yeah. Right? So I don't see that happening for dudes.
A case of Mr. Freeze, isn't it?
Yeah. Cold weather, not a turn on for me.
No.
Nope. Mark, is it
never ever? This is why I'm in the South, no. Man. I hate the cold.
Yeah, you don't even know what cold feels like.
Yeah, I hate cold. Oh my god, I hate it so bad.
Yeah, it's awful. And we don't. When it's like 20 degrees below zero, you don't. It's when they say you get used to. No, you don't get used to that shit. Okay, two more. Pubephilia. You can imagine what this is. It's an arousal to pubic hair.
I think we talked about this.
Maybe in the 80s.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's making a comeback.
Pubic hair is not making a comeback. We disagree.
No, I'm just saying.
It was really big in the. It was big in the 80s, jazz mags, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Pubic hair.
Pubic hair. All right, just a bunch of hair. People love that. Okay. We'll do.
I mean, back before it was just like nothing, and you could do like a nice little landing strip for a female. That was nice. I agree with that.
Okay. One more. Is that all right, guys? One more?
Well,
okay.
Okay, one more.
Xylophilia is an arousal to wood. And I believe my brother has this, by the way.
he's got wood for
he
wood.
He just loves wood. Like, he ordered, like, this big piece of wood off of, like, Amazon. I called him today and, like...
Man, look at that.
I called him today and, like, hey, Brother Moose, what you doing? Oh, I'm just working on my wood. Like, okay.
Got a nice chunk of cedar, bro.
Yeah.
So
people getting turned on by the look of wood, maybe the smell. Like, sometimes wood smells good. Right?
But getting
it smells good, but not looking at it. That's just a bit out there, yeah, isn't it?
It's way out there.
Yes. Yep.
Way.
Tell your brother to call in and let's talk about this fixation.
I really should. okay. So Mark,
that was it.
Mark, we wanted to have you on, like, cause you're an awesome guy. You're funny. And J-Rock was like, we got to have this guy on because of his amazing dishes, you know, like he wants to put baked beans on everything. And I was like, I don't even know if I know who this guy is. And then I followed you and was like, wow, this guy really does love his food. Do you want to give us like an idea of what you would normally eat on just a normal day, or maybe on a holiday? Like, let's have some fun with this, Mark.
I have actually wrote five of them down, actually, as it goes.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? A mushy pea sandwich.
Mushy pea sandwich.
it looks just like it sounds.
So it's two mushy pieces of bread with peas, or is it mushy peas?
Mushy peas.
It's like just, it's mushy peas. They just mushed up.
Brits eat peas as a sandwich, or is that just you?
It's really big in the north of England. It's a northern thing. Yeah.
That's pretty great. I gotta admit.
I even like the way he pronounces it. It's just fucking great, man.
Can you say it for us one more time?
Yeah, say it one more time.
Mushy pea sandwich.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's the first. What's your second? Let's go down the list.
You ready? It's a dripping sandwich with salt and cream cheese.
A what sandwich again?
Whip dripping. It? No, dripping. You know, oh, when yeah, you dripping. Make meat oh, in the oven yeah. and all the yeah. fat comes off, you put the fat in the fridge uh-huh. overnight and spread it on the sandwich.
Oh my God.
Oh, that is good for the arteries, brother.
It keeps them fresh.
So you make a sandwich out of that. You put cream cheese on it?
Yeah, and salt.
Yeah, I think I seen a picture that you tweeted. Yeah, I do remember that. I didn't know exactly what it was, but, you know.
It's not for the faint of
no,
heart.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay, number three. Let's go down.
All right. Fish sticks, eggs, and baked beans.
That does not go together.
Is this a sandwich combo, or is it just
a... No, this is just on a regular Joe plate.
Okay, all right. I can get down with some fish sticks.
Fish sticks, eggs, and what else?
Baked beans.
Now, what kind of eggs are we like? Are we doing the sunny side up? Are we doing the over easy? What kind?
They're just like so sunny side up.
Okay, all right.
That's amazing. what's the next one? What's the next one, buddy?
It's cheesy beans on toast with sausage
cheesy
on top.
Cheesy beans on toast with sausage on top. So it's on yeah. top of the toast.
Toast.
Yeah, it's like an open face sandwich, basically, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I get a better idea of what that is now. Yeah, yeah. God, you eat like a king, buddy.
I try to.
You do. How many more you got left? What are we on? Number four or number five?
I've got one left.
Okay. All right.
I've got one left. Bacon, egg, sausage, fries, and tomato dip.
And tomato dip, you say? Like, what's different from tomato dip and ketchup?
You know when you buy those cans of like diced tomatoes, yeah. It's just the dip, like the things you dip it in. It's not the actual tomatoes.
Oh, okay, I got you. So, well, that was.
And your favorite, his favorite condiment is ketchup, correct? What's your you put ketchup on everything.
I put it on pizza.
My dad does pizza. That actually. He puts ketchup on pizza.
I put it on everything.
I very rarely ever eat ketchup. Every once in a while, I'll put it on some fries, but that's about it.
Well, what do you use? You like mustard or what is it?
No, I use ranch.
Ranch, huh?
Yeah, I love ranch.
You love ranch.
Yeah, I'll put ketchup on a burger too, but that's about it.
Yeah. Do you have a bun with the burger?
I have a – you talking about currently as we speak these days? Yeah. I'll have one piece of bun and that's
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Hey, Mark, is that anything you're concerned about, like carbohydrates? Like are you cutting carbs or anything like that? Do you ever do that? No?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. Like, I mean, like I've got tablets for my cholesterol, so I'm fine. I just like eating moderation. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Well, those baked beans got a lot of fiber.
They do that. I'm sure I'm regular.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You're very very healthy man. Okay, so do you want to do the like what the some of the people responded now or?
Well, that was that segment was Mark's Fancy Treats.
Mark's Fancy Treats, yes.
So let's give it up for Mark and his fancy treats, and we'll go one more time. Okay.
We're just making you feel right at home, buddy.
Mark, that was great, man. That was awesome.
I know. I thought I'd come back in. They're all blind to you.
Okay, so we asked the question on the Mega Power page, what's your go-to favorite meal? And we had some responses for it. It was J-Rock, I think you responded too, but do you want to just want to tell people what's your go-to favorite meal?
Right, right. So, okay, sometimes because, like, you know, I told you I've been kind of trying to lose weight and be on a diet. So, like, I miss a big breakfast. And today, my fiance made in honor of our guest, I had an English muffin with eggs and sausage.
I need.
Oh, that sounds decent. Yeah,
Rock, I want you to try a mushy pea sandwich.
It's a mushy pea sandwich. It sounds just like how it looks, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like sweet peas. I like sweet garden peas. I don't know. I never thought about putting them on bread.
I know. That's okay.
Okay. So like, yeah. So like a big breakfast. I missed that obviously. And, a big plate of hibachi and a whole pizza,
right?
A whole ass pizza. So like tonight I kind of kept it a little bit clean. I had steak, scallops and some crab cakes and that was it.
That was your pre-game meal for the Mega Power.
That was the pre-pod meal. And Mark was like, I'd put ketchup all over that shit. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So I'll read some.
I use a little bit of steak sauce on my steak. That's it.
A little bit of steak sauce on your steak, and that's about it,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. A little bit of A1.
Yeah. I mean, I guess here's the thing. If I was on death row, you know, and my last meal, it would be steak, hash browns, macaroni and cheese. How's that? But that's not something I like macaroni and cheese and hash browns I don't eat anymore. So, but I would obviously eat a steak now, but I don't have much steak. So I have something like boring, like grilled chicken, something is probably my go-to meal.
Oh, get out of here. It's just, come on.
Grilled chicken, okay, with some hamburger.
Your diet is out the door, what? Okay? And then you have to answer this question.
So I'm not on my diet.
No, you're not.
Oh.
And you're not getting fat from it either, okay? So just enjoy yourself, girl.
Enjoy yourself, girl. God. God, I just have trouble wrapping my head around that I'm not on my diet.
Okay, well, you like pizza, right? I think I saw a tweet saying there's an In-N-Out in Iowa somewhere. Is that true?
I don't know if there is or not. I don't think so. No. I mean, it could be. But, okay, but, like, yeah, like, I love hash browns. I would eat the crap out of that. There's a pizza place here. It's called Harris Pizza, and it's like this – it's called, like, Quad City-style pizza, okay? And –
What the fuck is that?
I'll send you a picture of it. I'm sure it's probably all around the country, but it's like it's not cut like regular pizza. It's like long slices. And
okay.
Yeah, and it is so good, and the crust is so good. It's so greasy. Like when I was a kid, like I used to get that with my grandpa and chug like a regular Pepsi with it.
Ooh.
God, it was
so good. Hey Mark, what kind of pizza do you like, buddy?
Bacon and pepperoni.
From where?
Jack's.
Oh, you just like frozen pizza.
I get some Jack's, but pepperoni, I get some bacon bits, slop it on there.
Also, you kind of customize it. I think I do the same thing too, but if I'm having a frozen pizza, I'll buy a pack of pepperonis and I'll buy some extra cheese and I'll just load it up and just put it in the oven.
But it has to be Jack's or Red Baron for me.
I like Red Baron. I never had Jack's. I might try it.
I've seen Jack's at the store before. I've never.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah. Okay. So let me see here. So we asked that question, Mark, about your go-to favorite meal, and we had some responses. Oil Pan Willie 83. His go-to meal is spaghetti. There you go. Don't ever get gluten-free noodles, by the way. They turn to mush, and they're terrible.
I got I got some whole wheat noodles a couple of days ago when I made spaghetti.
Yeah? What'd you think of it?
Yeah. It was decent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to give credit to my fiance for making me stay on this thing. I know she's a little devil on my shoulder about the sweets and whatnot, but you know, she's been keeping me in check during the week.
Well, that's good. Good for her. Mark, do you like making
my wraps for me and shit.
Oh, yeah. I have a love spaghetti. I love them as SpaghettiOs on toast.
SpaghettiOs on toast?
Yeah. I love some cheesy SpaghettiOs on toast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I would do that when I was a kid, like when it was like leftovers. I would put spaghetti on a piece of toast and like fold it and eat it like a taco.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I don't want any of that fancy Dan spaghetti in a box. Wow. Just straight SpaghettiOs. Huh. Simple, isn't it?
Huh. All right. Okay. Poker Luck Box said homemade beef and bean soup. Not a fan. You guys like that?
Yeah. No.
Beef and bean soup.
Beef and bean soup.
So it's like vegetable soup.
I guess, but it has beef in it.
I mean, yeah, the vegetable soup has beef, but it's just beef and beans. I never had that before.
Beef and bean, yeah.
I could have bean soup, but not. It depends what kind of beans it was.
It's probably going to be like a lima bean, maybe.
Well, I'll pass on that. That's far too fancy lima for me. far too posh for my taste.
Oh, there's a fine fellow. Math112, he responded. Fish stick and sausage sandwich with cream cheese and some ketchup. Straight fire. Yeah, there we go. Nikki Shaver 2. Fried taters and onions.
I can get behind that. That's basically like home. That's like home fries with, you know, throw some onions in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have a wise guy, Jordan Cruz, the Jock Cruz _PW. I think he's a pro wrestler. What the hell is it? Poontang pie. That's what he likes. Poontang pie. Mark, do you like poontang pie?
I will say it's core blimey.
Do you like it?
What's in it?
Poontang pie is slang for vagina.
Well, I mean, like, what kind of fella don't like that?
That's true. Okay.
Hey, apparently he thinks all poontang pie tastes the same. And let me tell you something, brother, it does not.
Okay, you saw that. You agreed with me. I was like, no way, dude.
Yeah, you guys were having a nerd off.
And he stole my gimmick, okay? He stole it.
Yeah, you've had a gimmick for a while.
I know. He just outright stole it from me. Buck, VTBS homie, a wonderful friend of the show. Love that guy.
Mr. Buck.
Mr. Buck. I don't know if he's meaning to say Al or A1. A1 pastor tacos, beans, and fideos. My mom's green chili pork is up there too.
I'm going to try those tacos one day. That's on my bucket list.
Green chili pork is up there too. That sounds pretty good.
That sounds a bit spicy for my taste.
Well, he's from New Mexico. I think
Yeah, that's a little spicy for my bland European taste. Yeah.
I wonder what pastor tacos is and fideos.
Look, it's that big like triangle piece of meat that they shave off and put it into the tortilla shell.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that is. Then we don't have that shit around here in North Carolina, but
I don't.
The minute that if I ever see it, I'm going to get a plate of them. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I don't think we've got that here either. I don't think.
No. You guys got the corn on the cob that you do that with.
We do have corn here. Yes, we do have corn. You're right. Okay. Thanks, Buck, for sending that in. At Jeff Bartlett 85, a good friend of the show. Breakfast food, pizza, spaghetti, and tacos. So he likes breakfast, pizza, spaghetti, and tacos.
Man, I tell you, you can't go wrong with breakfast ever.
There's something great about going to some place for breakfast, right?
I mean, honestly, like I can go down to my kitchen.
No, you know I know, I mean? Like, but I know, but I have some reason I like going out for breakfast and I rarely do it, but you know, you go to I love the Cracker Barrel. I know that is so like chain restaurant stuff, but I do love the Cracker Barrel.
I mean, there's only one thing I get when I go to Cracker Barrel, and that's the country fried steak breakfast. That's it.
Oh, I used to eat country fried steak at the – there's a called the Made Right. I don't know if you have them where you're at or not, but
– No, of course I don't.
Well, you know, I didn't know if they're a chain or not, but, yeah, country fried steak's so good. It's so good.
So Mark, you put the beans on the breakfast – on your breakfast plate, right?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So like this, that's you got eggs, you got toast, and you got beans, and you got meat, right?
Yeah. Also, bread to make sandwiches.
or sandwiches.
We have to make out of everything sandwiches.
And you put Worcestershire sauce on it as well.
I actually put that on grilled cheese.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not really that much different. I mean, you guys in your homeland put the beans on breakfast, and we, down here where I'm at, we put grits. It's basically not the same thing, but it's kind of the same thing.
Never had grits.
Similar, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very similar. So I could get down. I could get down with some beans. I told you that already. It's a lot of beans, though.
Do you know I've never had grits? I have no idea what they taste like. None.
I haven't had them either.
You and the wifey need to come down here for like a couple of days, and I will get you some good grits.
Good grits. All right.
Great, great, great grits.
All right. We got two more. Michael W. Nuss. He's at 34 Sweetness. He loves a really good spaghetti. Usually takes about 6 to 8 hours to make the sauce. Meatballs and spicy sausage got to simmer at least 4 hours. Melts in your mouth. I love kitchen chemistry. Haha. So it sounds like this dude makes spaghetti from scratch. He even makes the noodles from scratch, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like he's doing everything like handmade and from scratch.
I'm sure it's amazing. I'm sure.
I never had spaghetti handmade from scratch like that. Right. And I know that's like, you know, in the Italian family tree that they do that. I don't know if he's Italian or not, but I would definitely. It's weird because up north they call the sauce gravy.
They call the sauce gravy?
They call the sauce gravy. Mm-hmm. But but down here when I'm looking at the cans, it says sauce. It doesn't say gravy.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, gravy down here is gravy, like brown gravy. Yeah, brown gravy, and like Mark's a big fan of brown gravy. I'm not really.
Come on, I do love me some gravy.
Yeah, I like the sawmill, like I like the sawmill gravy, honestly.
And then
it's a white gravy.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
And,
pretty good.
And then I
haven't had it in a while either.
Bear Blue, he another good friend of the show. He also got a t-shirt. So Bear Blue, don't forget to post a pic when you get that, sir. And our
big shout out to him in the in the DMs,
oh,
huh?
No. I don't know if you followed this Mark or not, but
Mark.
Yeah, Mark. I called him his Twitter name first, and then I switched it to Mark. He bought a fan of the show one of our shirts, Mariana Z. Shouldn't have said that.
She's the header. Just say the header girl.
Yeah, the header girl. Yeah. And he was the recipient of some steamy pics in the DMs, and he thanked us for that. So you are welcome, sir. You are welcome. And I think when you guys get married, me and J-Rock should officiate that wedding.
Not officiate, but we need to be there.
We need to be there. We keep the party going, right? Okay.
Exactly. It sounds like they're going to keep the party going.
Oh, they will. So... He responded. We should have them on the show.
I'm here to fix your cable.
We should have them on the show one time and just see how it goes. See if they hit it off.
Oh, we could play Love Connection. That'd be so fucking balls, man.
Oh, we just got a new show topic.
We got a new segment idea. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, but you know what? We better delete this part or it will get stolen. Okay. Okay.
Well,
So the wrestler, Jordan Cruz, he said Poontang Pie. And the Mega Power said, yeah, but they can get ripe. And Bear Blue says, he's overcooked mine before. Sadly, moisture was a no-go. That's an interesting comment.
That means the pie wasn't moist enough, obviously.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you work on that, buddy, because Mariana's going to need some. Anyway, so that was it as far as, you know, the food comments go. And, you know, Mark, when J-Rock told me he wanted to have you on about his food, I was kind of like skeptical. Like, you want him to come on and talk about what he eats? I didn't get it, but I was like, okay. But this was hilarious, Mark. You were an amazing guest.
Oh, hey, I'm glad.
Yeah, and I hope you come on again. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and hey, Mark, I usually do this every show. I usually try to tell a dad joke, and I think I've missed a couple of them. So do you want to stick around to hear it real quick?
Go for it.
Okay. So, you know, like, due to you know, the coronavirus and other things going on, I'm just not able to travel this year, you know, just like most everybody else, right? So I had to break the news to my suitcases that, you know, we're not going to be traveling this year. Yeah. So I've got a bunch of emotional baggage on my hand right now. You guys are laughing a little bit.
That was a good one, that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So,
well, you know, you didn't even ask me if I got responses on the food topic, by the way.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I only got a few, so let's just make it short and sweet.
Okay.
Chris Anderson, he's a Bears fan also. He put nachos, just homemade nachos.
Okay.
Ricky Strickland put homemade street tacos with lima cilantro and then Wavy Davey Seller. I miss this little guy right here, man. I used to work on this shit, you know, and he went somewhere else, I guess. But he put venison cube steak.
Venison cube steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he's a big deer hunter.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I think I have something else to address. I think in the Hugs family, I think I might be like an unofficial member.
Yes.
Okay.
My
so yeah. I think I kind of I've won your dad over, and I think maybe the missus might be number two.
Yeah.
In the
you're probably right. This is so funny that you brought this up, and I'm glad you brought this up because this escaped my mind. My dad was talking to me today, and he's like, hey, you know what? I got a new T-shirt idea for you. I'm like, oh, great. What is this? Because sometimes my dad comes with ideas. I'm like, I don't, what's he going to say? He's like, you get your Captain and J-Rock T-shirt, only you take off your face and the words that say Captain, and the shirt just has J-Rock on it.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did. I'm like, screw you, Dad. anyway.
Yeah, so there's a little side story. I called you guys drunk, and you just panned the phone over to your wife, and we just hit it off. You know, she's a really great woman. Said that, you know, her and your dad are big fans of J-Rock. So
big fans. Yes, they are.
Big fans.
They just can't stop talking about you, buddy.
No, they just hear you talk all the time, and they're tired of hearing you talk. That's just all that is.
I don't think that's true. They want more words out of me.
That's probably. I mean, you know, let's get someone else's opinion, and I'm someone else. So.
Right. I have enough opinions. I need to shut up about them.
Yeah. You need to shut up with the opinions, for God's
sake. I know. I'm trying. Okay. So, did you get any more responses?
No, that was it.
Okay. All right, Mark, you got any final words for us, buddy?
I've got to say it's been a blast being on the show. It's been great stuff.
Well, awesome, man. And you're a part of our Mega Power family now, all right? And you never know, in the next month or so, we could just ask you back on again, just to have you on because you were that good.
My time is always
all
free.
Right, man. J-Rock, you got anything, my man?
Not really. I mean, thanks. Thank you, Mark, for coming on the show. Thanks for taking the invite. I appreciate it very much. You were a great guest.
You're welcome. Yep.
I think we had a great time, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, J-Rock, I'll be talking to you. Mark, good talking to you, buddy. Have a great night, everybody.
No problem. Night-night.